The Guardsman's Pass Road closes to vehicle traffic on Thursday, September 27th, until October 1st. They're not allowing any traffic during the workday, which will begin at 8 a.m. and finish at 7 p.m. The contractor says they're trying to beat the cold weather, and they plan to work through the weekend. There is a chance they'll finish by Sunday the 30th and allow the road to open. Clay Packard with Staker Parsons said they will notify KPCW and provide variable messaging on all the road signs in Big Cottonwood, Pine Canyon, and the Park City side of 224. UDOT will also broadcast the closure on their overhead signs.
Done the excavating. We ran it under traffic control. We're going to be doing the paving. Then from the paving, after we're finished paving, there's 4,000 feet of guardrail that's going to go in, so it will be under a flagging operation where we'll let cars go by one direction at a time. But if we tried to pave with traffic, nobody would go anywhere. So take these 5 days to hurry and get it paved, to get out of everybody's way so they still enjoy the fall beauty, I guess.
Packard said they're trying to get the project done before the end of the year and before the snow comes.
Yeah, that they didn't bid the project until, I don't know when it was, in September, that the project bid.
They've excavated the road from the top parking lot to the intersection and allowed traffic during that phase, but Packard said it was extremely dangerous, and that's why they decided to shut it down completely while they're paving.
While the paving operation's taking place, it was determined that it's an unsafe work zone with traffic trying to move by us with such a vertical edge that we would force traffic out onto as they were trying to come by the paving equipment. I mean, it's a safety issue of not only our people, but the traveling public.
Packard said it will take about 2 to 3 weeks to install the 4,000 feet of guardrail along the upper reaches of the guard road. The total cost of the project, he said, is about $850,000. This is a Wasatch County project, so questions can be directed to 435-657-3180. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.